So I'm looking at another one of Michaela's images. This one is a little more contained than the previous. It's and it has a bluer background, I feel, which immediately is soothing, I think, to the eye. But we've got the same, what I described as smoke underwater in my previous monologue, these white lines emerging again by a process of light. But I have a sense of, you know, sort of like perhaps there's been a footstep here, and there's a definite direction, a dominant direction in this one of the light swirls. So a title that immediately comes to mind is just Trails. How light and water, all these things can leave a trail and indicate the direction of something that's passed, indicate a current that's underlying. But I felt that is a very fitting title for a piece like this. And to go beyond that, though, you have to really look deeply at some of the shapes that emerge in the swirls of light, the sort of widening circles at the bottom right hand corner of the image, I think are pretty interesting to watch because they have so much movement to them. I really can see sort of the wobble of a bubble, and that's fun to think about. Also, it brings to mind the nature of a ripple, how steadily a ripple spreads out across a plain of water. And then there's the blur in between, at the more in the center of the image as the light merges on itself. And you can imagine the tiny bubbles that would appear around a footprint in water, sort of the complete chaos of a rupture of a surface. And then further on, up at the top hand, left hand corner, there's a really, really tight squiggle that I think is also draws the eye inevitably, sort of a really tight zigzag that streaks out and kind of and fades at the end. But I think a good second title, in addition to Trails, I like. Perhaps just a wandering. A wandering. I would have that addition, a wandering.